Salam alaikum. Welcome to our defining Tanya class. And we're
There's
up to
four.
Yud. We're up to Yud. Okay. Yerushalayim. So the way the Tanya breaks down Yerushalayim is firstly, he doesn't talk in the whole sefer. He mentions Yerushalayim in like passing, or no, sorry. He mentions Avos, he mentions like the idea of Schar in passing, yeah, but he does not mention the Inyan of Yerushalayim. He spends pages and pages developing the concept of Yerushalayim and does not mention Yerushalayim. Yeah, to the Tanya, I mean, he doesn't say anything about it, but you would assume that the Bala Tanya holds that Yerushalayim is not Yerush Hashem, it's not Yerushalayim. And you could argue, now I just learned the Chinuch on safe on Mitzvahs Yerushalayim, and he holds that it's Mamash Yerushalayim. And that is very important, and then that will bring you to eventually a Yiras HaRoimimus that he speaks about. But he doesn't break it. He doesn't by the in the way that I read the Sefer Chinuch, it seemed to me that he made it very kind of simple that there's Yiras HaOynesh, and then there's like Yiras HaRoimimus, genuine Yiras Hashem. The Tanya paints a much more sophisticated model. It's really
Can I say something, Shmuel? I don't
sure,
usually say anything.
please.
Isn't it because historically, it was such a shift with Chassidus to move away from that whole approach of focus on Yiras HaOynesh and the whole more Yiras Shamayim Derech only, where they weren't so much focused on Avos Hashem and the actual relationship, the Kesher with Hashem. It was more of like the a, Maybe because of that, they wanted to keep it pasha, or maybe from the Chachamim, that was the focus from based on the kind of svarim like Reishis Chochma, more Yiridika svarim they would learn. Wasn't it a historical switch?
Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. I mean, also just the medieval period was a very, that was a whacked out period, So I don't know, we're not allowed to say things like that, but because we have to look at the we're not allowed to assume that we've moved onward from the from previous Rabbonim. And it's like the way I look, I don't know, they base that on a but that whole that's a massive worldview, which is based on a Gemara that just says that, yeah, very simple Gemara, that if I was if we were B'nai Adam, then my what was it, that they were that yeah they were Malachim, that we're B'nai Adam, then we're Chamorim, like. And then from that we build out the whole model of Yiridus HaDovus, yeah. And I mean, you ha that's the normative way we understand Yiddishkeit, but maybe it's different. Maybe that not that we're better than anyone. That's just silly to talk about who's better, who's worse. But just like again, I don't know, but in secular wisdom, we're standing on the shoulders of the giants from before us, yeah? So to say that a scientist today is greater than Isaac Newton would be ridiculous. But where is he holding now with a more sophisticated model of understanding? So I don't know if we can say that in regards to us next to the Rishonim. I don't know. We can't say that next to the Tanoim. That the Tanoim and the Amoraim were different, especially the Tanoim. They were Eloki. They were Elokai. They were so godly. That's a different thing. But I don't know. But so Eliezer's question about, or just his ha'ora, is pashut. You see it that by the Rishonim, including the Ramban. And the Chinuch, I mean, the Chinuch is very stuck in it, but the Ramban, you get the idea that he's very, he's like, much more kind of easygoing and sophisticated, but he's also there's a lot of US owners going on there. But in response to what Eliezer said as well, is you have a lot of the Tzaddikim from recently also talking about US Oynish. So I don't know. I mean, I do know one thing though, that in outdoor, no one cares. Literally, no one cares except for a very few Yechidim who are still of the mindset of 300 years ago. But anybody who's in outdoor and whose mind has become a little bit 2025, yeah, they've got no relationship to Yis or Inish. That it doesn't from the people that I've spoken to, it literally makes no difference. But now you can argue. So the way the Chinuch says, and the most Pasha way of understanding is that Yis or Inish, maybe. Is that Yiras HaOynesh will lead to Yiras HaRoimimus. And you could obviously argue that, but you could also argue the opposite, because Yiras HaOynesh is really a year of me getting hurt. So there's no guarantee that you're actually going to move out of that into a real year of Shemayim, because if you're just, myopically thinking about your own Dalet Amos. Yeah, exactly. If you're just myopically thinking about your own Dalet Amos, then why is that gonna lead to real Yiras Shamayim, where Hashem becomes a Metzias? If you focus on yourself being scared of getting punished, then it's arguable, you could arguably explain that you would become more and more self-involved. So again, I don't know. All I do know is that the Baal HaTanya does not talk about Yiras HaOynesh. He mentions in chapter 8, he goes through, was it seven? He goes through the different Oinshim, yeah. Chapter 8. Yeah, chapter eight. He does go through the different Oinshim. And explains, there's Kafa Kela, there's Gehenim Shel Sheleg, there's all different kinds of Chibata Keva. There's a lot of painful stuff, but he doesn't talk about it as he's just this is how it is, and the way we have to understand it. I mean, the way I understand Yiras HaOynesh on the most Pasha level is Hashem is not this sadistic, this sadistic being who wants to hurt us. It's just simple. If you smoke cigarettes, then the Oinesh, there's a good chance that there's going to be an Oinesh of Machla. Yeah? If a person eats bad food, there's a good chance that his Oinesh is going to be a heart disease. If a person's horrible to people, there's a good chance that his Oinesh will be being ostracized and hated by everyone. That's Yiras HaOynesh. That's so the way that where was it? I saw it. Was it Benish? I can't remember. I saw, I think was it Rav Haas told me? I can't remember. So I asked someone, I sort of in a solid place, what's the whole inyan? If you go through Reish Chochma through Shai Yira, he goes through these crazy punishments. These crazy things that are gonna happen to people in the next world through the Averas. And one of the things that stuck out was I think the sixth level, the lowest level of the sixth, I can't remember, it links up with like Arias or something, the final level of the Avodah Zarah or Zerah Levatol. I can't remember. It's like he gives you the different Averas and the different punishments that you go through. The sixth level was getting boiled in excrement. And the seventh level was getting boiled in semen, in Zera. Now, that you have to ask the question there, like, is the seventh level worse than the sixth level? I mean, I wouldn't like to have to go through either of them, but if you were to ask me to order which one's the final one, I'd say the sixth level is. The point is, what they're trying, what the Zohar was trying to do was ex he was by f showing you the punishment, you learn what you actually did wrong. If you understand what excrement is, and you understand what heat is, and you understand what immersion is, and you understand what pain is, and you put all of those things together, yeah, now you start really getting to understand what that aveira is on a very deep level. So it's not just, how some of the rabbis in this generation throw it around as like a it's like a kind of Catholic, craziness. That's not what it's about. Am Yisrael is much more sophisticated than that kind of thing. I heard a story of a pastor in the southern states. I can't remember. He created, they call it the House of Horrors or the House of Purgatory. I can't remember, House of Hell or something. Yeah, he had a lot of money, and he basically bought a house and he turned it into like a ghost. What do you call it? Like a ghost train? Is that what they call these things?
Or haunted, haunted.
Haunted house, ghost train kind of thing, yeah. And it was terrifying. And you put 8, 9-year-old kids go through it, and it changes them. It traumatizes them, and now they are, they've become, righteous.
Wow.
So that's just clearly not Jewish, yeah. Not that we shouldn't know that there are punishments. Of course, there's punishments, but like there's a punishment for smoking. There's a punishment for not being nice to your wife. That's one of the most severe punishments that I know of. Yeah, when you're not nice to your wife, you get punished extremely, and even you could, it could be very, it's not lafie the aveira. Like you could do something very subtle and have a real, get a real big dose of Gehenna from that one, it's not, and vice versa. Sometimes you do something really bad and she hardly notices and you get away with it. But Gehenna is the idea of punishment is you see the natural world runs by schar and oinesh. Yeah, invest your money, there's a good chance you're going to get rewarded. Yeah, fritter your money away, there's a good chance you're going to get punished. Okay, so with that as a hakdama, yeah, let's try and unpack this a little bit because it's so elegant and it's so sophisticated and it's so fitting that Torah should be elegant and sophisticated. When you look at this world and you look at its elegance and its sophistication, you would assume that a book written by the creator would also be elegant and sophisticated. And it is. It really is. Okay, so according to the Tanya, the way I understand it, is you've got two levels of Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shamayim, it's the same thing for us over here. Okay? We've got Yira Tatar and Yira Ilah. The lower level Yira and the higher level Yira. Now, what's important to remember that is in the lower level Yira, there are Madregas. And remember, it's not Yiras HaOynesh. So we get that, we need to get that out of our head immediately. Yeah, we're not talking about Yiras HaOynesh. Yiras HaChet, there's three words for lower level Yira. Yeah, it's called Yira Tatar, means lower level Yira. It's called Yira Chitzonis, which means external Yira. And there is Yiras HaChet. It's all the same phenomenon. It explains different, it gives you different nuances in what it is. Okay, the lowest level of Yira Tatar is a very rudimentary recognition that you are being watched. That's it. By who? By God, but I have no concept of that, really. And so it just means I'm being watched. There's a video camera on me. And I feel it a little bit. That is the lowest level of Yiras Chet. Or again, Yira Tatar. We'll call it Yira Tatar, Yira Elah. Yeah, so Yira Tatar, the lowest level of Yira Tatar, is that you are conscious of the fact that you are being observed. And that makes a lot of sense. There's a joke, there's a funny joke. Wait, who is that? Who's that? Which goldsmith is that?
Menachem Goldschmidt.
Menachem Dov, you want to hear a funny joke?
I want to tell you a joke.
I want to tell you a joke, but this is really on topic, yeah? Laser, listen, you'll like this joke. You probably heard it. Okay, the a bunch of Chabadskas went on a Shabbaton, yeah, to some hotel, and after Shabbos, they're leaving Motzi Shabbos, and the Baal HaMalon turns round to the guy like running the group, yeah, and he says to the, what's it called, the guy who runs the
The
whoever, he says to him, I just have to tell you, I've had a lot of like Haredim and a lot of Hasidish has come to my hotel. Never ever have I had such a well-behaved group of from Jews ever. Unbelievable. I was absolutely amazed by how well-behaved they were. And so the guy in charge turns around and he says, "You know why that is?" And the guy says, "No." He says, "Well, because they know that Hashem is watching them very, very deeply. And if they step out of line, he's going to tell the Rebbe." That's the joke. So this is the question, yeah? Is that
Here's
if you're
the
aware that you're being watched, so Menachem don't love that.
You're trying to figure out how was the joke.
It is a joke.
We're at his graduation right now.
Okay.
Now committed. I am small out of the graduation. I might squeeze in the shit.
Square. But this is the question. This is my question, Eliezer. See if you can answer this question, yeah? If you believe that you're going to get punished, then you must believe that Hashem's watching you. Now, if Hashem's watching you, why do you need that fear of punishment? Isn't that enough, that the fact that you're being watched? It's like when you tell your little kid, you're sitting there using the computer and you say to him, "Don't touch the computer." Kol zman, you're right there in front of him, he won't touch it. The minute you go to the bathroom, yeah, there's a good chance he'll touch it. Why do you need to go that step further? So th I think that's a lot of the understanding of the Rebbe here, is that he's saying that that is Yirat HaTorah, is a basic recognition of the fact that you're being watched. And that was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's bracha to his Talmidim, that he said, the year of, you should have Yiras Shemayim, like you should have Yiras Basav Adam. Meaning, just like you wouldn't do an Aveira when people are watching you, you should be cognizant of the fact that Hashem's watching you. Now, how are you cognizant of the fact that he's watching you? Well, how do I know that you're watching me? Because your body is in front of me and your eyes are open. So my recognition of your consciousness is from your body. I mean, if your body wasn't there, yeah, then I wouldn't have any inhibition. But because your body is there, I'm not inhibited by your body. Why? Because if you fall asleep, I'm not inhibited. If there's a dead body lying in front of someone, they're not inhibited. They're inhibited by the consciousness of the body, and they recognize the consciousness of the body through the body. They recognize the consciousness of the mensch derech the goof. That's why this year is called Yiras Chitzonius, because it's a recognition of him derech his goof, kavyochol. What's his goof, so to speak, is the world. That's the world. So by seeing the world, and just like when I look at your body, I know that there's a consciousness there. The Rebbe explains that just by looking at the world, you should know that Hashem is the neshama of the world. He is the consciousness of the world. So that's why it's called Yirah Chitzonius, because the body is chitzoni, so too the world is chitzoni. But you're using the world to understand that you are being watched. Now there's levels and levels and levels to that. And that depends on how babyish your understanding of Hashem is, or how sophisticated your understanding of Hashem is. If you just think Hashem is, a big, an old man with a big beard, yeah? Or not much different to that. It's thinking of some kind of infinite spirit that's hovering around the world. Yeah, it's basically the same thing. Yeah, then that goes more and more and more with Dreyfus. But when you start understanding with his boyness, a little bit of who Hashem actually is, then when you're looking at the world, you're remembering him, but he is different. Meaning, when my kids think about Hashem, hopefully there's going to be a big difference between how they relate to Hashem and how I relate to Hashem. So you're both go, we're all going through the world, but it's like, you know what a good example is like Elon Musk, yeah? Or even you could say Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a bit more well known, but if Donald Trump walked into my house, yeah, and my 4-year-old Simcha was there. Well, Donald Trump just looks like a, secular guy with blonde hair. Like, what's the difference between him and Papa Phil? Just another guy. Why? Because he's got no mussar of who Donald Trump is. Yeah, whereas I do. So now I will orange it. So I will be genuinely impressed by Donald Trump, and my 4-year-old won't think much at all. Yeah, he might think maybe Mr. Trump will tell Abba that he's doing something naughty. So that's the Madregas in Yirat HaTorah. Yirat HaTorah is dependent on your hasagas of the Rabbeinu Shloim. How who is the Rabbeinu Shloim to you? Is he just like a just another guy? Is he like a great king? Is he like this infinite spirit? Is he the material that the world is made of and the primordial Ratzon of everything? Whatever your understanding of what God is, you get to it through the world. That's why it's called Yirat Chitzonius. And that's not Yirat Elah. That's not embarrassing. That Yirat Elah is also called Yiras Boishus. Yeah. Fear of sh not fear
Shame.
of shame, meaning you're fearful of being shamed, but it's a fear that's a shame. Yeah, why? This is amazing. And this, I'm saying something new here that I haven't said in public, because I've been teaching the wrong thing for many years, and I take it all back. That what I originally understood until very, very recently, I understood that Yira Tatar was when Hashem begins to exist. So it's like 99% me, 1% him. I have a little bit of Yirat HaTorah. As I now work and work and work, and I make Shem more and more real, bigger and bigger, yeah, now I become less and less. So when it flips from 49% Hashem, 51% me, to 51% Hashem, 49% me, I switched into Yirat Elah. But I don't think that's correct now, the way I'm understanding it. Is that those are all Madregas in Yiras Chitzonius, yeah, Yirat HaTorah. How real is Hashem, or how much is he watching you, or who he is? Maybe it's not different to what I was saying, actually. It was tough or not. I haven't really spoken it out yet. Let me say it, and you can tell me what you think. Yira Boishis, Yira Ilah is also called Yira Pnimius, because it's an actual fear of him, himself, not of him watching you. That's a fear of you. You are aware of being watched. But Yirat Elah or Yirat Pnimius is when he is what you're fearful of. He is real to you. Not that you are real and he's watching you, even on a very high level, like he's really, really, really real and he's watching you, yeah? So that's why I described that as Yiras Boishus, because I said that if you're 1% and he's 99%, then you're like embarrassed of the fact that you exist. Like, what am I doing? I used to describe it as like a guy wearing all white with a red spaghetti stain on his top. And I said, how do you think the spaghetti stain feels? It's like when I go to Chicago, when I, in one of these big shuls in Chicago, everyone, it's a Litvish shul or, Yeshivish shul, is a 300 men and there's one strimal. That's me. Yeah, that's like, and that's what I thought was you as Boishas. Like you're just sticking out. Like Hashem is 99% of reality, and I exist, so I'm like a scratch in that infinity. Yeah, I wear a cap as well. I'm a scratch in that infinity. That's embarrassing, but I don't think that's what it is. I'm understanding now that Yirat Elah is, it's a shame of the person. Meaning, like my oldest boys, I've got a 20-year-old and a 19-year-old. Yeah, they could beat the hell out of me. I couldn't beat them up. They could beat me up easily. Yeah, but they have a. It could be described as a year as boisterous. They have a year of me, but not. It's not about anything to do with my body. It's about me. You with me?
Yeah.
That's what Yirat Elah is, and that's why it's called Yir Panemius, because it's about him, not it's not about him watching you. It's about him, because if it's about him watching you, well, it's still about you. But Yirat Elah is about him, and that means you're not part of the equation, and that's called Bushes. You feel uncomfortable, not because you're being watched, but you feel uncomfortable because I don't know if you can feel that. I don't think you can finish that statement. Because if you were to give a reason, then you've fallen back into Yira Chitsonius. You feel it's. Embarrassing is not the right word. It's Bushes. That's Yirat Elah, where he's where there's a recognition of him, the Chvod of Atzmos, not a recognition of his consciousness watching you.
Right. Right.
Ben, what are you going to ask?
No, I was just going to ask. I mean, we were talking about Yiras, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim, and then, how different that is from, Yiras Onesh. And I'm thinking, well, if you're really talking about
Only,
Yiras
by the way,
Hashem.
that's only according to the Tanya. That's not according to most. That's
Okay.
established by the Tanya, yeah?
Yeah, you're saying it's not the same because I'm thinking to myself, are they not one, really? It's kind of, are they not incorporated within? Is not fear of Onesh incorporated in Yiras Shemayim? Isn't that incorporated in Yiras Hashem? Is that that's part of the package? It's like you go to the hotel and you got a package deal, and this is these things are included, and that one's included.
Yeah, but that so that this is the question, and again, like normative Yiddishkeit, I think would say yes, it is that Yiras Onesh is the lowest level. Then you get to Yiras Chet, and then you get up to
People are watching. Yeah.
Yir Elah, where it's called Yiras Aroimimus, whatever. However, yeah, that's the basic way. But the Tanya just doesn't describe it like that because he says, I mean, I'm figuring that he's saying that. Yiras Onesh, well, you're not really scared of God. You're scared of yourself getting hurt. You're scared of pain. So why is that called Yiras Shemayim? I have year of the highway, the big highway. I have year of the hot pan. Yeah, why? So you call it Yiras Hashem, but you're not scared of the pan. You're not scared of the highway. You're not scared of the gunav. You're scared of the pain that one of those things can inflict upon you. So why would you call that Yiras Hashem? If you're scared that he's going to beat you up, well then that's the same Yira that I've got of that, big Arab down the street who might also beat me up. Hashem could beat me up worse, yeah, and for longer, yeah. But it's just a difference in quantity. It's not a different thing. So you're not really scared of him. So that's the basic understanding of why that's the basic understanding of the Balatanya Shita, that Yiras Onesh is not really a year of Shemayim. It's not a year of Shemayim. It's a Yiras Tsar. It's a fear of pain. So again, like I said, like the chinuch is, he thinks, he says that it's definitely a milah. Yerusha is a milah, actually being cognizant of him, Yisburach. But he says that Yerusha is a very important madrega, and I understand that as well. Just to me, in my mind, it makes sense that Yerusha isn't actually. I feel the way I see it, I don't feel the Yerusha is a step in the right direction. Again, that's very contentious to say that, but that's just how I see it. Because you're just more scared of yourself. You're just more scared of things. It's just it's just a more fascination with yourself. So that will lead, in my mind, that will lead to actually more avers. Because if you don't do an aveda because you think you're going to get hurt, well, you're very, very important. So now, in a moment of weakness, you've become more and more important. And well, then if you want to do this, then you can do this. It doesn't matter. So again, that for me to say that, I know that a lot of people are screaming at such a thing to be said. But that's okay. We'll finish off. We got through the year as Baruch Hashem, so we'll finish off. We'll just quickly recap. So according to the Tanya, Yiras Oynesh is not considered a Yiras Hashem. Yiras Shemayim, those terms, those Yiras Hashem, Yiras Shemayim are interchangeable. Okay. So Yiras Oynesh isn't. The lowest level of Yira is called Yira Chitzonius, or Yira Tatar, which is a recognition that you are being watched by God. Now, that has madrigas. The lowest level is, well, God to me is not particularly impressive. Which is, that's by a lot of people, it could be that way. It takes a lot of thinking to make God impressive. Really, like genuinely impressive. So you're either way, through years, Tatar, you are recognizing that you are being watched by God through the world. By looking at the world, you are cognizant of the fact that you are being watched by God. Now, the levels of Yira Tatar is how big is God to you? Is he a Pashta guy? Is he a simple king? Is he a great king? Is he the emperor of the world? Is he an infinite spirit that can do anything and be everywhere at all times? Is he more than that? Is he not of creation, Bichlal? Wherever your mind goes, so that's the Madregas in Yira Tatar. But it's always Yira Chitzonius because you're recognizing that you're being watched through the world. Now, who are you being watched by? That's the Madregas. Yira Ilah is a completely different thing. It's not different in quantity, it's different in quality. It's a quantum difference. Yira Ilah, which is called Yira Panemius, is a year of himself, not of him watching you. There's no you in Yira Ilah. There is him, and that's embarrassing. That's not the right word for it, but that's bushes. That's bushes. You have bushas when you're standing in the presence of a great man. You don't know where to put yourself. Not that he can beat you up, not that he's even looking at you. It's not about you, it's about him. That's Yira Ilah. And that can only come Derech HaTorah. See, Yira Tatar brings you to Avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem brings you to Yira Ilah. That's why it says Ein Chochma Ein Yira, Ein Yira Ein Chochma. There's a Yira that leads to Chochma. There's a Yira that precedes Chochma, and there's a Yira that comes from Chochma. That's Yira Tatar and Yira Ilah. So Yira Tatar is extremely important because that will bring you to Avodas Hashem. But it's the Avodas Hashem that will bring you to Yira Ilah, where he becomes real to you. And it's not about you being watched by him, it's just about him. Hope that makes some sense. We should be zeichet a real, genuine, geschmacka Yira Ilah. What is that? Graduation ceremony. Enjoy.
Mazel
Okay.
tov.
And you should
Amen.
remember that there's nothing more motivating and inspiring than Yira. It's not a it doesn't drag you down, it doesn't depress you. It's the real Yira is extremely uplifting. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and so yeah. And so